You're listening to the Ideas Network. This is Central Time. I'm Keeley Boltina. The state's largest business lobby, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, is suing the Department of Natural Resources over its sampling of PFAS at industrial and wastewater treatment plants. It's the second lawsuit the group has filed against the DNR this year over its authority to test for PFAS. The chemicals found in firefighting foam and some consumer products have been linked to certain cancers, thyroid disease, and reproductive problems. They've been found at more than 50 sites around Wisconsin. But the state is still developing official standards for what level of contamination is unsafe. Daniel Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. She talked earlier with Central Time producer Dean Kinetter.
Let's start with this most recent lawsuit from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. What case are they making against the DNR in this complaint?
Yeah, so in this case that they filed just recently, they're saying that the agency is unlawfully seeking to sample wastewater for PFAS that's released from industrial and municipal facilities. And these are facilities that are operating under wastewater discharge permits. And so they're saying that the DNR lacks outright authority to conduct the sampling, although the agency has stated that they've disagreed with that perspective, that they believe that under state law and rules governing these permits, that they are able to go in and do this type of work.
And what is the actual purpose of this sampling that the DNR is doing?
Yeah, so the DNR said in a statement that they're doing the sampling because they are trying to gather information as they're working to develop standards right now for PFAS in surface water. And if you remember, you know, the DNR launched the rulemaking process last year after the Natural Resources Board approved creating standards for two of the most common PFAS chemicals, PFOA and PFOS. And so they're working on standards right now for those chemicals in drinking water, surface water, and groundwater. And this, according to Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, is part of an effort to gauge the economic impact of implementing those standards.
So the DNR is doing this sampling in part to develop those standards, but they don't have them yet. Is that part of the reason why WMC is saying they don't have the authority to do the testing in the first place?
Yeah, that is one part of their contention. They're saying, you know, first off, that these chemicals are not even yet regulated under state law, but that having these samples available, that these facilities would risk being stigmatized as polluters, even though they're not required to sample for them currently under the law. That's really frustrated environmental groups and community members and areas where this contamination has been found, because they have said that basically that this business lobbying group has obstructed the process, that they've kind of stood in the way of even developing these standards, and now are trying to actively keep the DNR from collecting this information, which could be used to get a better handle on the scope of contamination and possibly get communities help that they need, where we've seen, you know, communities in the La Crosse area, for example, with French Island, who have now been offered bottled water because their private wells on French Island are contaminated. And so it's a growing issue across the state.
And now that this lawsuit has been filed, I believe in Jefferson County, where does that leave the DNR's work? Is this testing on hold now?
Yeah. So, you know, on, what was it, March 29th? It was Monday. A judge issued a restraining order to bar the DNR from conducting the sampling and from releasing this data to the public. But then there was a hearing on Thursday, and the judge moved to restrict that restraining order to just the release of information. So now the DNR is able to resume the sampling, but another hearing is set in the matter for April 12th.
We're talking with Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior, looking at a lawsuit from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce against the DNR over PFAS testing. And Danny, this lawsuit covers both private industry and wastewater treatment plants. And those treatment plants in particular seem to have had a bit of an evolution on the issue. Can you talk about their stance on that PFAS testing over the past couple of years?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, a couple of years ago, the DNR asked, I think it was 125 wastewater treatment plants to voluntarily conduct the sampling themselves to get samples of PFAS from wastewater. But the vast majority of those plants declined to test their wastewater for the chemicals. And in fact, several groups who represent wastewater system operators in the state advised their members not to test for them. And they did that because they pointed to the lack of state standards. And also at that time, there was no sampling protocols that were in place. Labs hadn't yet been certified to test for PFAS. But now some of these groups are saying, you know, they have a lot more information. You know, those protocols are in place now. Labs have been certified and they feel more confident about gathering this data as a way to at least start to address the problem and try and identify where this contamination is happening and reduce that at the source to prevent it from entering their systems.
And there is guidance from the state and the federal government in terms of how much PFAS contamination could be dangerous. But as you mentioned, we don't have those enforceable standards yet. Do you have a sense of like the timeline on when that might, when those rules might be developed and put in place?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So, you know, the state has been working on developing their own regulations for these chemicals because there's a lack of federal standards for PFAS right now. You know, they have really not started that process at all under the Trump administration. They were saying that they were going to get going on that under the EPA, but they haven't really launched it yet. And that's going to take years to develop once they do kick it off. So the state has been taking these steps on their own, but yet, even though they've already launched their process, it could still take another year to complete. And there's also, like you said, there's difference in what's considered safe. You know, we've seen states come out like Wisconsin with a recommended groundwater standard of 20 parts per trillion, which is far below the health advisory that the EPA has set of 70 parts per trillion. And so I think the uncertainty is one reason that industry is bucking on this. And it's, you know, in the past, they've argued that, you know, having a patchwork of regulations is never really good for giving business certainty in their operations.
And according to the DNR, there's been PFAS contamination at more than 50 sites in Wisconsin. You mentioned that very recently, French Island near La Crosse is dealing with this. Can you talk a bit more about how the state is responding to the situation there?
Yeah, so very recently, the state issued a water advisory for thousands of French Island residents over concerns stemming from PFAS contamination there. That contamination is the result of firefighting foam that was used at the La Crosse Regional Airport. And that was used by the fire department as part of testing and also response to some fires at the site over the years. And so now it's been identified in the soil and groundwater on the airport's property, and it's been moving and contaminating some wells on the island. And because they don't have a really good idea of the extent of that contamination, they've offered bottled water to, again, thousands of residents, and they're continuing to collect sampling to kind of get a better handle on this. And also at the same time, you know, La Crosse's mayor, Tim Cabot, has come out and said that they need more help, that, you know, they've been doing the best they can with the situation, but because the scope of it is growing, they're looking for more state guidance and for the state to step in and kind of identify other sources of contamination related to this.
So the state is still working on developing these standards, as we've been talking about. But for people who might have this in their well or be getting bottled water, this is a pretty urgent issue. And it sounds like you've heard from some people and some groups that say, hey, standards or not, we should be testing for this and letting the public know what we find.
Yeah, absolutely. Like groups like Clean Wisconsin, the Sierra Club, and community members in areas like Marinette and Peshtigo have said, you know, we really can't afford to wait to do this type of testing. They think that just having an idea of what's there, even if there's disagreement over what's considered safe or not safe, at least gives you an idea of where the contamination exists and whether or not steps should be taken to address that and get people some help. Because otherwise, if you're not testing for it, then potentially people are living in areas where they may be exposed to potentially harmful levels of these chemicals and they have no idea. And so they feel like some information is better than nothing at all.
And Danny, as we wrap up, there's a lot going on with this issue right now between the lawsuit we've been talking about and the standards being created. What do you have your eye on next when it comes to PFAS around the state?
Well, I mean, obviously this case with WMC is going to be going on for who knows how long. I mean, we'll see what happens at the hearing on April 12th and also in their other case in Waukesha County. There's also been discussion about PFAS in the state budget. And Governor Tony Evers has proposed creating a municipal grant program that would provide $10 million to local governments to address PFAS contamination in their communities. And that would be $10 million in each year of the budget. But it's really uncertain whether or not, you know, some of his proposals will make it through the budget writing process and working with the Joint Finance Committee and the Republican-controlled legislature on that. So I guess we'll see what happens in those discussions.
We will leave it there for now. But Danny, thanks for getting us up to speed.
Thank you so much for having me.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. She talked with Central Time producer Dean Kinetter about the latest lawsuit from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce against the Wisconsin DNR over the issue of forever chemical testing, that's PFAS testing. You can follow the developments in that case and find coverage of ongoing pollution issues around the state at WPR.org.